It's no secret that organized labor in America has been in decline for decades, with unions now representing just 12% of the national workforce. There are many reasons for this, of course, but some of the damage has been self-inflicted. Two recent books on the internal battles within, notably, the Service Employees Union International, or SEIU, both characterize these struggles as civil wars. Labor writer Steve Early, a longtime former official in the Communications Workers of America, dissects the conflicts in his new book, The Civil Wars in U.S. Labor. But he says the causes are not as significant as the consequences.
Certainly, it weakened the labor movement's ability in California to respond to a number of crises involving budget cuts affecting healthcare workers, affecting state workers, county workers, municipal workers, many of whom are also represented by the service employees. It generated a lot of bad press for all of organized labor. It diverted tens of millions of dollars in resources that might otherwise have been spent on organizing unorganized workers, achieving various political goals of the labor movement, and perhaps better representing some of the existing members of the unions involved.
All this was part of the backdrop over the past decade as workers at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital engaged in a protracted effort to win a union representation election, initially with the United Healthcare Workers, then a major branch of the SEIU. But when the SEIU's leadership moved to assert control over the United Healthcare Workers, early reports, the local organizing effort was left in the lurch.
They essentially pulled the plug on the organizing campaign 2 years ago when they took over the local that workers were trying to join. The workers decided they weren't going to abandon their objective of winning bargaining rights, and they signed up all over again with the new National Union of Healthcare Workers, the independent union that was spawned by this disastrous national union takeover of SEIU's third largest affiliate here in California, the UHW.
Remarkably, the workers carried on with their campaign, even without outside organizational support. They eventually aligned with a new spin-off group, the National Union of Healthcare Workers, and won a representation vote in December of 2009.
Many times when workers face this kind of frustration, this kind of obstruction by management, repeated violations of their rights under federal law, they lose heart, they give up, they become demoralized or disorganized. This series of hurdles that the Santa Rosa Memorial workers had to overcome simply made them stronger and more determined and more self-reliant. It's a testament to the persistence and the courage and the tenacity of an extraordinary group of Sonoma County workers.
The outcome in Santa Rosa, Early says, was watched closely by organized labor nationwide and especially by other hospital workers across California.
There's other facilities operated by this same religious order as part of the St. Joseph Health System, where workers are also still trying to form a union. And the example of the Santa Rosa Memorial campaign is hopefully one that's going to be duplicated elsewhere, though without the 5 or 6 year ordeal that the workers have faced locally.
Actual contract negotiations for the newly unionized Memorial Hospital workers are only now getting underway. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.